Looking at the latest numbers of COVID-19, the total deaths in the United States, somewhere around 196,000 attributed to COVID-19. Again, we know that some of those numbers are exaggerated, but yes, it's been a serious killer. It's a serious illness for certain people in certain demographics, that's for sure. The older you are and the more problems you have underlying, the more likely you are to have bad outcomes from COVID, that's for sure. Young people don't seem to have too many issues at all. 6.6 million people plus have tested positive for COVID since it all began back in the first part of the year. But on Tucker Carlson last night, Dr. Li Mengyan said that China did release this virus. There's more evidence of this every day. This virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was somehow let to escape. Was it intentional? That I'm not saying. But I'm saying that wet market was nearby. I think, this is my theory, somebody worked at that lab. They were contaminated. They left the building. They went to lunch at the wet market. Boom. The virus is in the environment, and there it goes. Here it is, Dr. Li Mengyan, bite number 8. Listen to what she has to say.
Together with my experience, I can tell you this is created in the lab. This is from that template owned by China military. And also it is spread to the world to make such damage.
Do you believe the Chinese government released this intentionally, on purpose? Did they do this?
Yes, of course, it's intentionally. And even no need more evidence, you already can see what they try to cover up from the early beginning, as I reviewed in different medias before. And also what else they have done, like making the fabricated virus to throw out the natural origin theory, censorship, everything that every evidence point to the lab origins, and also clearly try to make people like me want to talk about the truth get disappeared.
So she believes it was intentional. I don't know if that is true. But the evidence is getting much more considerable, like I said, that this originated in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the WIV, paid for in part by your tax dollars and mine. 196,000 deaths in America attributed to COVID-19. I believe that's a bit inflated, but it's still a serious illness. It took a lot of lives, maybe at a time when they didn't need to be taken, is my point. Serious illness to be taken seriously. We're going to go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline now, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We're going to start in Southeast Michigan. Swing state, of course, is Michigan. Southeast Michigan, Teresa weighing in this morning. Teresa, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'd like to thank you, Steve. You're on a great show. My husband is a veteran, and he really enjoys your show, too. We're retired.
Thank you.
I want to say that I have watched the entire show President Trump yesterday, town hall.
With George Papadopoulos.
The crowning point of the show was when President Trump said to George Stephanopoulos, "Aren't you a Democrat, George?" And I'll tell you why he said it. George Stephanopoulos was after him every time, twisting things. "Well, you said that you were a law and order president all the way back when you were running and all this, and you haven't done anything with these cities." And he had to keep explaining to him that as the president, he cannot send in the troops.
That's right.
Unless the governor asks.
That's
and nobody,
right.
And I'd like you, Steve, to stress that more on your show, in passing, because a lot of my friends that are for Trump don't even realize that, and they watch this show, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely true, Teresa. I got to leave it right there. You're exactly right. The president could, light the Insurrection Act, if you will, and get that going. But that would be political suicide because the Democrats would be screaming he's declared martial law, he's not going to leave the White House, so on and so forth, all that nonsense you've heard before. The fact of the matter is the governors of the many states have to request the National Guard, as the governor of Wisconsin did after there were bodies in the streets of Kenosha. And immediately upon the National Guard arriving in Kenosha, order was restored. And things are back to, the normal cleaning up the debris and the destruction from the riots. From one swing state to another, Mark is checking in from Southwest Ohio. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am well. What county are you in?
I'm in Tuscarawas.
All right. So what's on your mind?
Well, I got a two-part question. I'm just wondering, when Biden fakes coronavirus so he can get out of this debate, why reporters don't ask him ahead of time if that's what he's going to do. That way there, you know, he fakes it. Then he's got to quarantine for another till the election. He gets out of all the debates. Our illustrious governor did the same thing when Trump came to visit him. He had a false positive, so then he didn't have to meet with Trump.
Let me ask you, what do you think of Mike? I mean, when Mike DeWine was elected, it was a surprise, first of all. He wasn't supposed to win, according to the polls, but the Republican, Mike DeWine, former senator from the state of Ohio, he's been a politician there for a number of years. But you don't seem to like the way he's conducted himself through this pandemic, from what I'm hearing.
Oh, no. He's a Democrat. I don't care. He's a wolf in sheep's clothes. There's no one in the state that likes him.
I got you. Mike DeWine, obviously, we could have used him as governor here because anything he did, Governor Gretchen Whitmer seemed to follow within 48 hours at the longest anyway, so I appreciate it. Mark, thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
I am frustrated that the media doesn't pick up. That lady out in Arizona that verbally attacked the senator out there, the ex-school teacher, the retired school teacher,
I don't think
America knows that. I would say 20 to 25% of all of our teachers in our school system think that way. That's
right.
A norm.
Well, that's the problem, Mark. I greatly appreciate it. I got to run some up against it here. I greatly appreciate you checking in. For those of you listening and watching, greatly appreciate it. As always, it's 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the DTE Common Sense Hotline. I encourage people to call and check in, and we'll take the pulse of the country. So there's two swing states and two calls. Not bad, right? You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Cooper Show. Back after this.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Hi, this is Dan Dickerson for my friends at Meijer, reminding you, get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. Save with great deals and low Meijer prices every week, all week long. When the Tigers hit the road this season, my partner Jim Price and I are staying home and calling games off monitors at Comerica Park. We've both gotten in the habit of taking daily walks around the ballpark, exploring every section, finding new places to just sit and think sometimes. I have loved the silence and the beauty, and every single day I have missed the millions of fans who filled those seats each season. I miss the daily life of a ballpark, the concession stands firing up their grills, the seats being washed down, the buzz as the stands slowly begin to fill, the roar as the team takes the field. I'm glad we're calling road games from the ballpark and not a studio, but I sure don't like having it